Today, in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, our podcast will be excerpts from his prayers. This first prayer was recited at the end of King's message, Civilization's Great Need, which may have been delivered during the summer of 1949 while he was serving with his father, Martin Luther King Sr., at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church as an associate minister. He was also a student at Crozer Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania. You can also detect that King's early concern in this prayer for the elimination of racism, poverty, and war, world problems that he, years later, as a civil rights leader, would call the giant triplets. God, grant that right here in America and all over this world, we will choose the high way, a way in which men will live together as brothers, a way in which the nations of the world will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, a way in which every man will respect the dignity and worth of all human personality, a way in which every nation will allow justice to run down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream, a way in which men will do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God, a way in which men will be able to stand up and in the midst of oppression, in the midst of darkness and agony, they will be able to stand there and love their enemies, bless those persons that curse them, pray for those individuals that despitefully use them. And this is the way that will bring once more into that society which we think of as the brotherhood of man. This will be that day when white people, colored people, whether they are brown or whether they are yellow or whether they are black, will join together and stretch out with their arms and be able to cry out, free at last, free at last. Great God Almighty, we are free at last. This second prayer King recited during his radio broadcast from Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia in 1953. Eternal God, out of whose absolute power and infinite intelligence the whole universe has come into being, we humbly confess that we have not loved you with our hearts, souls, and minds. We have not loved our neighbor as Christ loved us. We have all too often lived by our selfish impulses rather than by the life of sacrificial love. As revealed by Christ, we often give in order to receive. We love our friends and hate our enemies. We go the first mile and dare not travel the second. We forgive but dare not to forget. And so, as we look within ourselves, we are confronted with the appalling fact that the history of our lives, us, the history of us, an eternal revolt against you. But you, O God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us for what we could have been, but failed to be. Give us the intelligence to know your will. Give us the courage to do your will. Give us the devotion to love your will. In the name and spirit of Jesus, we pray. Amen.